thousands of musicians from across the country are waiting to see whether they'll get to perform on one of the biggest stages in music media today. That's because NPR is currently judging entries for the annual Tiny Desk Contest, which provides an unsigned artist with the opportunity to record one of the namesake shows and get all the exposure that comes with it. Nearly 40 artists from Vermont submitted their entries this year, and we've chosen a few to share with you in the lead-up to NPR announcing their winner. In this episode, folk musician Rick Polleri and mother and son musicians Bretta Mike and Judy Emanuel. Rick Polleri's up first.
I am Rick Polleri, and I live in Hinesburg.
I'm just a music man, living gently.
I am mostly am a musician, but my wife is a hand bookbinder, and she restores old Bibles and all kinds of books. And she has engaged me into helping her. So when I'm not out on the road, I'm there helping Mariana bind books.
Everyone cries when the circus leaves town.
One of the songs on my new album is called When the Circus Leaves Town.
'Cause everyone cries when the circus leaves town. Clowns ain't funny, no one's around. Stars don't shine when the tents go down.
I wrote the song when I was visiting a friend in Nashville. And he had a little boy, his name was Forrest. And, you know, when you have an entertainer in the house, your house gets a little bit crazy because, you know, there's a lot of music and a lot of fun. So when it came the day for me to leave, I wrote a nice thank you card, and I'm trying to slip out the door. And there's Forrest, and he caught me. He's there in his pajamas, and he's got his blanket there. And I'm looking at him, and he doesn't want me to go, and he's crying. And I got in my truck, and I started saying, everyone cries when the circus leaves town.
My friends don't understand why I'm just a traveling man, blowing free with the wind. They see me coming, then I'm gone.
And so I wrote the song within, a couple of miles. So I went down into my basement. I decided, okay, let's take it seriously. Let's dress up as if I was doing a performance, even though I'm just sitting in my basement. And so I went and I put on my Manuel jacket and hat and everything. And I sat there and I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And I pushed the button and started playing. And at the end, I pushed the button and stopped it. No editing, nothing. If you're a musician, it's important for you to do the Tiny Desk. Some people do it every year, not that they think that they're going to win, but it's part of the ritual. And so that's why I'm really excited to be a part of it this time.
Stars don't shine when the tents go down. Everyone cries when the circus leaves town.
Next up, mother and son artists Judy Emanuel and Bretta Mike from Shelburne, who sent in separate videos to NPR's Tiny Desk Contest.
I'm Michael Dyke. My father's name is also Michael Dyke, so I use the name Bretta Mike for my musical purposes. Right now, I live in Shelburne, and we are from Jamaica originally. When I'm not making music, I try to stay within that same world to keep myself fresh and learning things. So I do a lot of sound work, and I'm a student studying music technology. So this song was called When's It Gonna Stop? It's the first song that I fully produced and got to a point where I was like, this is something I feel like I could put out into the world. I like to write my songs so that they can apply to a lot of different situations. So when I say, when's it gonna stop, you could relate that to literally anything in your life that you are hoping will come to an end, or you see that needs to come to an end. When I write a song, I'm not trying to sound like anybody or emulate anybody or do something that anybody's doing. I'm trying to do something that doesn't exist because I feel like that is the purpose of creation, is to bring something new into the world. There are times where I don't go to like the most obvious chord. And all of that is to create tensions and to create attention to that particular area. I grew up hearing my parents' music all the time, so it's just been really cool to come into my own musicianship. They were not pushing me to do music, really. I wasn't even in lessons or anything growing up, so it feels good to come to that full circle and then be able to collaborate with them, because my mother is one of the best singers in the world. To do this with her feels just very, very natural. It's like I didn't have to go look for a great singer. I could just say, you know, you're right there.
I am Judy Emmanuel Dyke. My artist name is Judy Emmanuel, from Jamaica, currently living in Shelburne, Vermont. When I'm not singing and recording and doing music stuff, I'm scheduling for the UVM Medical Hospital.
But the story is the same, wrong place and wrong time.
So if I'm not doing that, I'm off somewhere in the world doing a show, recording songs, writing songs, making music. And I chose growing up because that is topical, that is right at my heart. This, you know, criminality has to stop. We have to stop killing our children, we have to stop killing our women, we have to stop this BIPOC hate, we have to stop. For me, I want my audience to feel, just to feel. To feel everything that I am feeling. And that's my intention in everything that I sing. Whatever message is in the song, I want you to feel the message that I'm trying to bring across. I want you to take the message to heart, for it to hit somewhere deep inside that could cause change, and to actually feel propelled to do something.
That was Judy Emmanuel and Bretta Mike, along with Rick Paleri, Vermont artists who've entered this year's Tiny Desk contest held by NPR. You can check out their submissions at our website, vermontpublic.org.